Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father God. Today is Wednesday, October the 27th, and I just want to thank God for each and every person that's here on this prayer line. I just thank God for bringing us all together today that we can inspire and motivate each other and encourage each other. And I just thank God just for being able to be here on this prayer line today. So we just thank God this morning. We just thank God for just waking us up this morning, waking our families up, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the glory, Jesus. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. There is no God greater. And we give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Lord God. We give you all the glory this morning. We magnify your holy name, Jesus. Lord God, you are worthy of every praise, Lord God. Lord God, you done kept us and maintained us through every situation. You have never left us nor forsaken us, Jesus. And Lord God, I just want to thank you for that, Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, giving us a new chance, a new day to do things better, Lord God, to do things your way, your will, Father God. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for removing all the things from our mind, Lord God, is not like you, Lord God. Lord God, any type of way, Lord God, we have any type of negative thinking, Lord God, because you said in our word, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have that conqueror mindset this morning, Lord God. Lord God, that we can move mountains in the sea, Lord God. Lord God, that this too shall pass, Lord God. So we thank you for that power, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for that grace you've given us, Lord God, that mercy, Lord God, that it endures forever, Lord God. We thank you for that, Father God, for you are so worthy, Father God. We give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. On this day of October the 27th, Lord God, this be a new day, Lord God, a new direction for us, Lord God. Lord God, that we're going to do a new thing, Lord God. You said you do a new thing, Jesus, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. So we're expecting you, Lord God, to do a new thing today, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, so we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for hearing these prayers on this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of every corporate prayer on this prayer line, Lord God, because you said with two or three are gathered, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. So thank you for being in the midst of these prayers, Lord God. Thank you for being in the midst of the prayers for Jamila, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for her right now, Lord God. We pray for a speedy recovery, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for every bone to be placed back exactly like you made it, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for the doctors, Lord God, the ambulances airlifting her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for keeping her, Lord God. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, that covered her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And the blood that covers each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God, that's covering Apostle Horsley, Lord God, and Sister Darlene, and Sister Marie, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, each and every person, Lord God, Sister Marie, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for that blood, Lord God, that's covering them, Lord God. We thank you for the blood that's covering Sister Juanita, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the just everything that you're doing in our life, Lord God, that you're keeping our kids, you're keeping our family, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for salvation, Lord God, that we got the opportunity, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we don't take any of it for granted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for breaking all yokes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for destroying those things, the high places, Lord God. Every spirit, every thing that's not like you, Lord God, every principality, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, destroy it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything trying to come against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you destroy it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, trying to come against our minds, Lord God, tear it down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Tear it down, Lord God. Lord God, bring solution to every problem, Lord God, that we're having, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's trying to hold us back, Father God, and make us feel like we're not
adequate enough, Lord God, but we don't have enough, Lord God, because you said we have more than enough, Lord, more than enough, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for being our refuge, Lord God, not letting our enemies triumph over us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord God. We thank you for being our shield, Lord God, and our rampart, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for the salvation of our families, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that they come to you, Jesus, Lord God, with everything that they have, Lord God. If they only knew, Lord God, this world is not getting no better, Lord God. Lord God, help them to turn to you, Lord God, with everything that they got, Lord God, with their whole heart, Jesus, with their whole heart, Lord God. Let them come to you, Jesus, and seek salvation, Lord. Help them to seek salvation, Lord God. Help them to seek you while you may be found, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just anoint each and every one of us, Lord God, for our divine presence, Lord God, for our divine connection, Lord God. Lord God, help us be divine connected, Lord God. Connect us to the places that we need to be, Lord God, and the people that we need to be connected to, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, and I'm excited for today, Jesus, Lord God. I'm excited for what you're going to do in my life and the life of others, Lord God. I'm excited how you're going to turn the situations around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you for making us the head and not the tail, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for that this morning, Lord God. Lord God, there's just a lot of things that be going on, Lord God. But, Lord God, you don't never let them overtake us, Lord God. Thank you for the strength, Lord God. Thank you for the strength, Jesus, Lord God, that we are able to endure, Father God, that we know, Lord God, that you're not going to put more on us than we can bear, Lord God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning for the strength, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength this morning, Lord God, just to keep going, Lord God. Just to keep going, Lord. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I'm just praying in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we be prepared, Lord God, that we are prepared, Lord God, and we're prayed up, Lord God, that, Lord God, that the wiles of the enemy, Lord God, won't come near us, Jesus, Lord God, because we are prayed up, Lord God, and we are protected by you, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for being our protection, Lord God. I thank you for being our peace and many situations, Lord God. Lord God, in situations we thought we were going to lose our minds, Lord God, you kept us strong and you kept us together, Lord. And I thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you for renewing our minds, Lord God. I pray for a renewed mindset this morning, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, that we can achieve all the things through the kingdom that we need to achieve, Lord God. Because you said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. And, Lord God, we can do, Lord God, you said greater works than we shall do, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the strength this morning, Lord God, to keep going and keep pursuing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for enlarging my territory, Lord God. And, Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, you always give us more than enough, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I give you all the glory, Lord God. I magnify your name, Jesus, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a way maker, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for making a way, Lord God. Just like you made a way through the Red Sea, Lord God. You're making a way in our life, Lord God. You are moving some things, Lord God, and getting them out the way, Lord God, so we can get through. So, Lord God, I thank you for it, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for caring for us, Lord God. Lord God, for caring for us, Lord God, just like you care for the sparrow, Lord God. You said, how much more would I care for my children, Jesus, Lord God? So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for always caring about us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, Lord. And, Lord God, loving us, Jesus, loving us, Lord God, through our sin, Lord God, through the things that you didn't like that we were doing, Lord God, you still loved us, Lord. Loved us enough to save us, Jesus, Lord God. And loved us enough to offer salvation, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for people that's going through depression, Lord God. It's for people going through some grieving right now, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord God, when they need it, Lord God. And give them love where they need it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you fill every void, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people hurting right now, Lord God. It's some people, Lord God, just they don't know where the pain coming from. They just feel it, Jesus, Lord God. So we pray this morning, Lord, that you feel those boys, Lord God, where they feel like something's missing, Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are everything, Lord God. You are the way. You are the light. You are everything that we need, Lord God. You are the living bread, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray for them this morning, Lord God. Lord God, that they be able to come to you, Lord God, and get what they need, Lord God. Get renewed, Lord God. We know there's a renewing in the spirit, Lord God. There's certain things that we can get in the spirit, Lord God. We can get the food that we need. We can get the renewing of the mind we need. We can get the strength that we need. All we got to do is come. So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will surrender their lives to you, Lord. Can get what they need, Lord God. Lord God, through prayer, Lord God, and supplication, Lord God. And Lord God, not leaning to our own understanding, Lord God, but waiting on you, Lord God, in everything that we do, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to consult you in everything that we do, Lord. In every decision that we make, Lord God, because you are the decision maker, Lord God. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord, all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing our helpers, Lord God, to locate us, Lord God, to help us along this journey, Lord God. You wasn't meant for us to do it alone, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you bring those, Lord God, that sent out to help us, Lord God, to find us, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, I find my kingdom helpers, Lord God. I pray that each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God, their kingdom helpers locate them, Lord God. Lord God, those that you have sent out to assist us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord overtake us in every area of our life, Lord God, in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, I pray for each and every family member, Lord God, I pray for Joshua, Sierra, Sheba, Yolanda, Father God, TJ and Jadon and Kenyon and Denver and Dallas, Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the spirit of the Lord overtake them in every area of their life, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they will surrender to you, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you for keeping the family together, Lord God. I thank you for renewing the families, Jesus, Lord God, the marriages, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you restore each and every family, Lord God. In each and every marriage, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you restore the marriages in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for, Lord God, these children going to school, Lord God. We're praying against the violence, Lord God. And, Lord God, we're praying against the violence and the bullying, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind any bullying, Lord God, and bind any bullying over our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even adults, Father God. Lord God, some people are getting bullied in their jobs, Lord God. Lord God, doing some things in their jobs that they don't even want to do, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray for that too, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people looking for employment, Lord God, or looking for a residence, Lord God. Lord God, grant them that grace today, Lord God. Grant them that grace today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. Lord God, help us to be encouraged, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be encouraged, Lord God. Help us to look up to the hills, Father God, which cometh our help, Lord God. But, Lord God, because we are not out here alone, Lord God. Lord God, we got a God that sits closer than a brother, Lord God, that would never leave us and not forsake us, Lord God. So we thank you for that this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, standing close to us, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, always being with us, Lord God, and never leaving us, Lord. We thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, examine our hearts this morning, Lord God. Anything that's not like you, remove it, Jesus, Lord God. We just want to be better, Lord God. We just want to be better, Lord. We want to be better today than we was yesterday, Lord. Help us to be better, Lord God. Help us to be better mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be better, Lord God. Help us to strive for greatness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Help us to be encouraged, Lord God. Help us to have a positive thinking, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship, Lord. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. We could all come together and just thank God this morning. We could all come together right now and just thank his, worship his holy name. We just thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God, through prayer, Jesus, Lord God. Through prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in our families, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our jobs, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every unexpected blessing, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for the blessings that's about to roll in, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We're going to go ahead and take you down, Lord God. Even when we take it, Lord God, we know it's on the way, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in my life, what he's done, Father, in the name of Jesus, and every name of God. Thank you, Father, today will be God. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you for opening our Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We got so much to be grateful for, Lord God. We should have to do it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, lift up my hands, Lord God, and say hallelujah, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord God. We magnify you this morning, Lord God. October the 27th, Lord God, we magnify you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for lifting up a
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I thank God for another day. Today is my birthday, October the 27th. I thank God
Amen.
For life.
Happy birthday
this morning.
Absolutely.
I thank God for the coming
together
in prayer today in the name of Jesus and unity in the body of Christ.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Tony. And I'm listening.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. Happy birthday, Sister Gladys. And good morning to everyone else. And I will be
thank
listening
you.
As well. And I thank you for the prayers. I thank you for the unity.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
And I thank you for hearing about
Sister
Darlene's daughter. Yeah. Everything is just yeah. working out for us good. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Mary, Sister Mary here, and I thank God for this day. Happy birthday, glad it's such a wonderful day. And it's such a wonderful time to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. We give God glory. Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes, sir. Thank you. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, glory. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Surely the presence of the Lord is here.
I thank you, Jesus. I
thank
you,
Lord
God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't hear what she said. Could you repeat your name or who just said something, please?
Good morning. This is Teresa and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So we got the names of everybody that's here this morning on the prayer line. I thank God for each and every person that's here on this prayer line, that we could come together corporately and praise God. You know that he is in the midst of these prayers, because God says where there's two or three gathered, he's definitely in the midst. And we got to definitely believe God's word. What he said is the truth. He is the way, the light, and everything he said is right. So we just thank God this morning for being in the midst of these prayers. We pray that these prayers be fervent and effective and intentional. So I just thank God this morning for that. And Sister Darlene, do you want to go ahead and do the prayers this morning? So I guess we're just going to come in and pray for these prayer requests this morning. Amen. So, Lord God, we just pray this morning for Sister Marie,
yes,
Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for favor, Lord God. Favor, Lord God,
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you,
Jesus.
listening.
Yeah. I feel a blessing coming on. I feel the blessings coming on. I feel the blessings. I feel the blessings. I feel the blessing coming on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Nanakayosi, God, thou alone are worthy of the honor, the glory, the praise. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So it's this whole world through. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Happy birthday, Sister G.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. We thank God for all these prayers that have gone up.
Thank you.
We thank God for Sister Chris, who has led us up to this point. We appreciate your willingness to just lead us in our session on today. And I am grateful for each and every person who is here. God is doing great things, and it's such a wonderful thing to know that we can look to the Lord every day, no matter what. And I do appreciate everyone who prayed for the Lord, who had the accident over in Costa Rica, fell off the ATV and cracked one of her vertebrae in her spine. Also, the wrist is going to be fine. Spine is going to be fine. Thankfully, she is not paralyzed. It is a beautiful thing. It could have been worse, so we appreciate that. And so right now, I want everyone to come together and just give God some praise for what we've already got. I want us to sing happy birthday, actually, to Sister Gladys today. So if everybody could go with the count of three, we're going to sing happy birthday to our Sister Gladys. Amen. One,
amen.
Two, three. Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May the good God bless you.
God bless you.
May the good God bless you.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well,
can we pray for? Let's pray for the strength of Pastor Darling while she's taking care of all the children, and let's just come up and give God praise. A short prayer.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray
Amen.
For another Kayosia. Pastor Darling, oh Lord, that she has a handful, oh Lord God. Let us give you praise, oh Lord God, for such a healing to Miller, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. At the helm, oh Lord God, we need to lead you more, oh Lord God. And all things to stay intact, oh Lord God, until the situation is completely resolved. Bring back home, baby, bring back home, oh Lord God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Our minister, Ben, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. This is unexpected, oh Lord God. You're a God that was born. Miracles and we call on it right now in the name
thank
of Jesus. Bless and strengthen the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen again. Thank you for the time. Amen.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, thank you all for praying for me. And it is somewhat different when you are not used to having four children that you're supporting and taking care of for days, more than one day at a time. But it's all good. You know, God has given me the strength and the wisdom to keep them in order and help them as they go up. So we're just so grateful.
Young.
I'm sorry?
I said it's keeping me young.
Oh, okay. I receive that too.
Keep going.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord today and this morning. We're just grateful for how the Lord continues to help each and every one of us. We all have our different things that go on in our lives, and we know that without God, we could not handle all of that. We also, you know, as we go Queen in prayer because she had an accident also recently. So just keep her in prayer. We know that God will, you know, restore her vehicle. She needs another vehicle. So we're praying that God will bless her to find a good vehicle and that the insurance company will pay, you know, the right amount for her vehicle. So we're thanking God for all the sisters today. And we remember that the word tells us that we are blessed and highly favored. And so we decree this morning that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. Even though some people understand why something is given to us or why people are drawn to us and from us, it's the favor. On your job sometimes there is you see the favor of God. You see God just favoring you over other people. You know, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And the fact that when I say who you know, we know God, and God is the one who can do anything. He's the one who is on our side. And if he be for us, I say, who can be against us? I really don't care, because the Lord, God Almighty, is the Lord and man of war, and the Lord is his name. And so we're grateful that we know him, and he's allowed us to be a part of this. We're part of this holy nation, a royal priesthood that has been called out by God, a peculiar people. And because of that, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And as we look to the Lord, as we obey and serve him, as it speaks of in the book of Job, that we can live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. So let's just thank the Lord that we do have the prosperity and that he is opening up opportunities. And we do want to also keep our sister Linda in prayer because she is in need of financial blessings in her life. She lost her the lady that she was watching over and supporting, you know, that was her source of income. She has passed away. And so we pray that God will give her another patient or some other means of income for her life so she can continue paying her bills. And we just appreciate your prayers in that area. But because we know God is the one who favors us, we have to go in faith. We cannot be, you know, I know sometimes we get into a place where things are overwhelming us, and we're not able to see the fact that God is in the midst of that. He tells us in his word that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are called according to his purpose. So if we believe that, the worry that we're going through or the times that we worry and we get all frazzled, those are times we should be praising the Lord. When you are praising God, the word tells us in the book of Psalms that he inhabited the praises of Israel. So if he inhabited their praises, he inhabits your praises. He's right there, and he's working those things out. He tells us that we have to just ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. So we thank the Lord for that this morning. We praise God for everything that he's doing. And we just want to just not be bogged down by things that are happening around us. Even in the news, you know, many times we get frazzled by the news and a lot of bad news in the when you listen to the radio or the TV. So many times I say, just turn that thing off. Just turn it off, go on about your business, do what you need to do, and God will take care of everything else. So this morning, as we're at the top of the hour, I make our declaration for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject it. And they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm thanking God today for his angelic protections, angels that protect us as we go to and fro. I decree that we have been given power to get wealth. I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Hundreds of thousands of dollars is coming to somebody. Thousands of dollars is coming to somebody's hands. Somebody's believing for hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, let it be done unto us. And this morning I decree that we shall cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. And we will delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So this morning, oh God, we just will rejoice in you because you, oh Lord God, is our strength. You are our strength, oh God, and you make our feet like hind feet, and you're making us to walk up on those high places. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless you today, oh God. And so as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I do decree that I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving each other, and we will continue to share the love of God as we go, and people will be drawn to the kingdom by the love that we share. So have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and be ready to give God praise and honor and glory, and thank him just for the fact that he allowed us to be here one more day. Praise the Lord. And Sister Gladys, have a wonderful day as you go to celebrate. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.